possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is a hump day. It is a Wednesday with Doug Whaley. He'll join us from 9 o'clock until 10. Ray Fittipaldo with his training camp synopsis coming up at 8 o'clock. John Wehner to talk about whatever the hell happened last night to the Pirates at 8:35. Going to be a fun one today. It's always fun. We start with what Mike Tomlin told the flagship station yesterday. He didn't have to say this. I keep coming back on these guys saying, hey, you are really pumping the tires of the defense. None of these guys have to say what they're saying. And so that's why we got to break it down. Mike Tomlin asked about the defense. He said, quote, we got enough talent, enough schematics to do big, big things. Oh, okay, all right. That's not that big of a deal. He went on then, and when I say big things, I'm talking about historic things. That's coming from the head coach, Juan Thornhill, last week. This defense could be one of the best of all time. Peyton Wilson, a couple of weeks ago. I'm a great route runner out of the backfield. He said he considers himself as one of the best coverage linebackers in the NFL. DK Metcalf, on with NFL Network, said, it's the best defense I've ever seen. Boy, are they confident in their defensive abilities. And I guess if we boil it down to a question here, are we happy to be hearing this? Does this give you, as Steelers fans, faith that the defense is actually going to live up to the salary being spent on it, to all the hype? Or do you look at the most recent playoff failures, the way that the defense is generally cratered down the stretch, and say, come on, for God's sakes, go do something before we hear stuff like this? 412-928-9370, Doran.
I'm excited to hear it because they have to prove it. And now you've set the standard, and they always talk about the standard is a standard, so now you set the standard of being one of these high-quality, top-tier defenses. So let's see it week in and week out. And it also tells me in my football side of it, that was my radio side of it, I was like, yeah, I want to see it because if it doesn't work, then we get to crush them for it. But my football side of it, I like to hear it because it tells me that they feel like they have the ability to do multiple things at any certain time to confuse an offense, to get home, to create havoc, to create turnovers. And Mike Tomlin, you can say what you want about, you know, his coaching career, his head coaching career. He does know defense. Sometimes it doesn't look great. Sometimes it gets abused. But the guy knows defense and he knows quality players. I mean, he's coached a lot of Hall of Famers. He's in multiple places. And if he sees a defensive backfield or a defense that he thinks is high quality, like, I kind of trust him whenever he says that. I do, because his eyes don't lie. And I do think that with the combination of Jalen Ramsey, with the combination of Peyton Wilson and TJ Watt and, you know, the defensive line, you know, if things go the way that you plan, the way you draw it up on paper, I could see them being one of the best defenses this year. I can.
He's talking all time. He's talking historic. Juan Thornhill's talking historic. DK Metcalf's talking historic.
Well, what's historic? What is that?
I don't think you can be a historic defense unless you win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That's just me.
Exactly.
And you.
You know, like, so what is historic? Does it mean like, oh, we broke the record of turnovers for a defense for a year? Is that historic?
For me, that doesn't do it.
Right.
You would make history.
Right.
But that's not historic. When I think historic defenses, I think about the 70 Steelers.
Right.
I think about the Purple People Eaters. I think about the 2000s Ravens, the 85 Bears, the 2008 Steelers, the 2015 Broncos. I think about the Seattle Seahawks with Richard Sherman and all those freakazoids in the defensive backfield. Those are the defenses I think about. And you know what they all have in common? They all won championships.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a truly all-time great defense, I think you start there. Can it be the best defense in the NFL? On paper, sure, and I think you hit on it. If this defense fails, and I'm taking injuries out of the equation, it is 100% on coaching. 100%. I look at this roster, and I think it's fair to expect it to be the best defense in the NFL. I guess where I'm caught is, while I have that expectation, and I think the fan base should, based on the money being shelled out and the names and all the accolades that these players have individually accrued over their years, I just don't know that I want to hear it this boisterously
now
from the Steelers now, right? Like DK Metcalf, I mean, they probably worn pads for 2 days, and he's like, "This is the best defense I ever seen." Now, I put stock in it. He's played against great defenses. He's been a part of teams with great defense. I will put stock in it. I don't know that I love this much beating of the chest when the last time we saw the Steelers defense, with a lot of different components, fair enough, they were giving up 299 rushing yards. And when this defense has been in the playoffs, the last five playoff games, they've given up 38.8 points. It's okay to have an internal belief. It's okay to think, oh, yeah, we got something here.
Mm-hmm.
But you beat your chest about it. You better go out there and perform.
Oh, yeah.
Because if not, this would be the biggest failure from Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin, this defensive coaching staff that we've seen in this era where they failed a lot and come up small defensively in the biggest moments. Like this, am I breaking any news? This is the best defensive roster that they've had since, I mean, shoot, ..
Right.
Maybe since 2011. I won't disagree with that. If they fail, how can I put it on anything other than schematics when you got three corners you could trust, a safety that you extended because he was really good last year, two linebackers that go sideline to sideline, an all-pro on the defensive line, maybe the best edge-rushing tandem, and then it goes even deeper than that on the outside. If they fail, yeah, players got to make tackles, got to make plays, but how can that defense fail if it's schemed up correctly?
Exactly, and you just have so many weapons to work with is basically what I'm trying to, you know, think through and why that Tomlin would say something like that. And it also just popped in my mind, like, I think one of the reasons why Tomlin said something like that and for me to believe him is because in a controlled setting, like, I can get Dan Marino, you know, in a controlled setting and put him in a practice right now, and he could probably throw the football and understand what's going on. So I think in a controlled setting, whenever Mike Tomlin sits down with Aaron Rodgers and they're going through the film and it's just one-on-one, they probably do a lot of one-on-ones because they, you know, high-level football guys. And Aaron Rodgers is probably like, you guys are moving fast out there. Like, it's hard for me to discern where I want to go with the football. You know, I'm not getting touched, but most of those plays – I'd probably be sacked. So I think that Mike Tomlin may take a lot of credence of what Aaron Rodgers' feedback he has about the defense. And I could see Aaron Rodgers being like, you guys are going to be pretty good on defense.
And he's the one guy that he has said the defense is good. He's the one guy who hasn't gone fully hyperbolic on the record.
Mm-hmm.
If he did, that would mean more to me than what anybody else said.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're right behind the scenes.
Right.
I'm sure you're right behind the
scenes. That's what I think gives Mike Tomlin the confidence to say something like that, because Aaron Rodgers probably has sat down and been like, yeah, this is tough. And it's never really been tough for me. Because, I mean, we get the practice notes. I mean, the defense usually wins. I mean, there's been a couple times, right? And how many periods that they've had in the last 2 weeks, they've had probably 50 periods. There's only been a couple times where we see, oh, the offense won. That's usually it's balanced by now, and it's not. So I'm sure that Mike Tomlin had sat down with Aaron Rodgers and been like, what do you think? And he's probably like, yeah, you guys got it going on.
The offense has gotten better, and now training camp's over. My God.
Crazy.
It's over.
Crazy.
The offense did get better as it went on, but you weren't reading that the tables had turned. I don't think it's a coincidence that Jalen Ramsey had sat out a couple of practices. He finally came back yesterday. But Jalen Ramsey was out. Alex Highsmith's been out. Cam Hayward's now doing the whole goofy Holden thing. And now all of a sudden the offense started to get a little bit better.
Right.
So at full strength, this fully armed and operational battle station, I look around. I'm not seeing too many weak spots save one Thornhill. But, hey, he made a play that was a big talking point. In fact, it wasn't just a talking point in Pittsburgh. Liam Cohen, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jags, was asked at his practice yesterday, hey, did Trevor Lawrence hang Brian Thomas Jr. out to dry on that one Thornhill hit? And he said, nah, it was a crap play. That was a hell of a play by one Thornhill. A guy that I didn't like. And then he made that play and all of a sudden I do like. If your free safety, who was really good with the Chiefs, important to note, is the worst player you've got on defense, I think that's a pretty good place to be.
Yes.
So I have optimism about the personnel. More optimism about the personnel than I've had, again, since .. I just need to see Tomlin and Terrell Austin get the most out of this group.
Yep.
If this group reaches its ceiling, you're talking about the best defense in the NFL. I just don't know that Tomlin can get them there because it's been so long since we have seen that. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. And I'm trying to think back at the last time Tomlin talked like this. And the best I can come up with is 2017. They wound up losing to the Jags and giving up a million points. Now, that was a Ryan Shazier injury, where they went from a team that gave up 17 points per game with Shazier to 28 points per game after that, and you had Sean Spence come in. Tomlin, when talking to Tony Dungy on Sunday Night Football, before they played the Patriots in the Jesse James game, said, oh, we'll play the Patriots again. That's the last time I can remember Tomlin really talking that way.
Not before the season,
we'll see them again. Not before the season. So am I cautiously optimistic? I'm just pessimistic by nature, but let's hear from the fans at 412-928-9370. The text line is split on this. Wow, hey, I'm optimistic. Other people, I just don't believe in Tomlin and the bravado. So let's talk about this to you, with you, coming up next. Fan Hotline, give us a ring, 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the most fun training camp I've ever been a part of. I feel like everything done went back to the basics. See, I have a great relationship with Coach McVay out in L.A. But Mike T, we are all very similar. We really don't have a bunch of other interests. It's God, family, and damn it, football. It's just, this is what we doing around here. It ain't no gray area. It's black and white. This is what we about around here. What we call it here is comfort seeking. If you always comfort seeking, then you can't be elite.
So that's Jalen Ramsey on the Pivot Podcast, and Ramsey is buying what Mike Tomlin is selling, and they're all the get-along gang right now. Everybody's happy. Things are going great. The defense is playing well. Mike Tomlin thinks that this defense, secondary-wise, can match up with anybody, something that he said earlier on in the offseason. Now he's going on the flagship saying this defense can do historic things. DK Metcalf says it's the best defense he's ever seen. And so the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, which is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, trustpj.com, is, are you buying it? Are you buying that this defense can be elite? I think it can be, but I don't have faith in the coaching staff. And when the Steelers have made the playoffs the last couple of years, the national media, the narrative has been, wow, Mike Tomlin's getting a lot out of flawed rosters. I don't think this roster is all that flawed. I think this is the best roster they've had in a really long time. Like, objectively speaking, defensively, not a lot of holes, and I think they've got some solid depth. I mean, we saw the way Echols played, Beanie Bishop played. Yep. Those are your top five corners. I think offensively, the biggest worry is the tackles, and we'll hear what Mike Tomlin had to say about the tackles a little bit later on in the show and how they progressed over the course of training camp, but they played well in the first preseason game. They've at least got talent up front. I think this is the best roster they've had in a good long while, and if they don't do really good things, if they don't win more games than they have these last few years, I don't want to hear, well, Mike Tomlin, he's still got him in the playoffs at 10-7, flawed roster. No. This roster screams 11-6 or 12-5 to me.
Absolutely. They got to get the job done. And then having, you know, them get the job done, Jalen Ramsey is going to have to play a big part of that. And for the early sightings, it seems like that they have a lot of trust in Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey ain't been here for about a month, and it feels like that they have more trust in him than they did in Minkah Fitzpatrick his whole entire career here.
They're certainly going to use him
everywhere
the way he should be utilized, right? And they did not do that with Minkah, which is another reason why I don't trust them.
See, but that's why I do trust them, because if they're going to use Jalen Ramsey the way he's supposed to be used, usually if the reason why you wouldn't trust a defense or wouldn't trust a coach is like, okay, well, we're going to just put you a corner and leave you there. That's because you fit that. That's the best position that you fit in our defense, in my defense. We're just going to leave you at corner. The fact that they're already moving around and let him do what he has to do makes me trust them a little bit more than I have in the past. And I think that with the Minkah Fitzpatrick situation, that maybe they thought that Minkah couldn't do certain things.
Or maybe it was just a means to an end because of how weak they felt they were at corner last year.
Right.
And so you got to leave him in center field because you just don't trust your cornerbacks.
That too.
To the phones?
Yes.
Hammer in Portview. What up, Hammer?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was listening to you earlier. You said about historical defenses, and you said they're not historical unless they won a championship. But in the same breath, you mentioned the Purple People Eaters. The Vikings never won a Super Bowl.
All right, you got me there. You got anything else, Hammer?
Yeah, in terms of the Steelers defense, I hate to be the Debbie Downer here, but I can't see an elite defense giving up 31 points to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know anybody else caught on to that.
Yeah, but who gives a rat's ass? It's a preseason game. Thank you. Like, the first, what was out there from the first team defense? They gave up a field goal to the legitimate first team offense for the Jags.
Who did they have that was out there that was a first teamer?
They were missing their top 18 players overall.
They only had one starter, right?
Yeah, TJ Watt didn't play.
Two starters, I guess.
Alex Highsmith didn't play. Nick Herbig didn't play. Patrick Queen didn't play. Wilson did.
Yeah.
Thornhill did. Those would be the two starters. Their primary three corners didn't play. So, yeah, I don't care that they gave up some points in a preseason game.
Yeah.
Do we allow Rob in Chicago to redeem himself here?
Sure.
Rob, you've been dicey lately, buddy. You got to be careful here, pal. We're looking out.
All right. Good morning to everybody. Crowley, Doran, Callis, whoever's back there. You know, I'm not a big fan of pounding your chest and telling the world how great you are. I'm with you, Crowley. Let actions do the talking. But, you know, I think the defense might have to bear more weight than they expect because the offense just doesn't look like it's going to do a whole lot this year. You don't have a proven number two receiver. You know, you're just going to run this prehistoric offense, and, you know, you better score to take the pressure off that defense or it's going to be a long season.
I mean, I do buy that. Thank you, Rob. I do buy that you have to be better offensively to help the defense. Like, there's no doubt. I mean, you think about that Eagles game. Oh, my God. Where the Eagles had the ball for the final 10, 11, 12 minutes of that game. And it's because you're gassed. Because you're on the field too much. And then I think that's why they've broken down late in seasons these last few years. So, yeah, it goes hand in hand. I am more optimistic on the offense, though, than Rob is.
Yeah.
Like, I just think Rodgers is a better quarterback than they've had. And I think with the reports of Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu, this offensive line can be the best it's been in a while. I need to see more.
Right.
But I am cautiously optimistic about the offensive line. And you also did upgrade at number one wide receiver.
Yes.
So I do think they'll be better offensively, and you can play that complimentary football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't get all that worked up about a defense, Doran, with two of the 11 starters out there.
Yeah.
That actually, again, you had two starters. Jacksonville played all their starters, and you didn't give up a touchdown. You gave up a field goal. You jarred a ball loose.
I mean, the two starters showed up.
Yeah, I thought Peyton Wilson looked good.
Yep.
And one, Thornhill, he laid the boom. 412-928-9370. Again, like, I buy into this roster. I would rather Mike Tomlin in particular. Like, it's one thing if the players do. I would rather Mike Tomlin in particular not beat his chest when the last time we saw them, they got absolutely dog-walked by the Ravens. Like, quiet confidence, meeting room confidence. Like, we're going to be pretty damn good. You're telling your 90 guys in their confidence. Totally fine by me. But when you go out and you say it on radio,
yep,
we could do historic things.
Got to back it up.
Folks, that is a massive statement. That is, the head coach says he thinks this defense could do historic things. That should be the number one story today on the Pittsburgh airwaves, is that guy thinks this could be a historic defense. We also heard from Rodgers yesterday, so we'll play some of that coming up. Omar Khan on wide receiver, too. There's much to get into today. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mike talks about it being things that you can't measure. You know, the connections that happened here. Yesterday we had a home run derby here, and I was out in the hot sun just shagging shortstop for the most part, ragging on Christian Kuntz for making a bunch of errors at the hot corner. But it's just those moments that you love. And as much as I look forward to my bed and not have to worry about bed bugs at times, I'll miss this experience just because it's really special to be able to make this walk down the hill every day and see the fans in the crowd, even when it's, you know, a hot day like today.
Aaron Rodgers talking about the Latrobe experience, and yesterday was the final practice of training camp. I can't believe it. That went fast. Now, we're not there every day like Caboli and Jeff Hathorn baking in the hot sun, watching the practices. We're not there like the players baking in the hot sun, playing on the field. You think Rodgers was joking, or do you think he was really dealing with bed bugs?
He probably was. There's probably some truth to that.
You ever have bed bugs?
No.
Harry, you ever dealt with the bed bugs?
No.
Me neither. We did have fleas once.
Oh, that's no good.
Back in my old place, I was in middle school. My cats had fleas.
Mm.
And I remember my cat Baxter, great cat name, sitting on my lap, and I saw one scurry from one tuft of hair to the other, and it was the grossest thing ever. But it got to the point where, I mean, it was an infestation.
Oh, man.
We had to go and stay at a hotel for like a week so that they could blast them out of our house. And I still have no idea how they got in there because our cats were indoor cats.
Oh, my goodness.
I probably brought them in.
Yeah, you probably did.
I'm probably playing out in the park or something.
Yep.
Disgusting.
That's sick. Fleas.
I would think Rodgers, though, would be accustomed to that. You stay in a dark cave. Like, that was the thing I was always would have been worried about if I were doing the darkness retreat. Like, there got to be
bugs,
spiders up in there.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Spiders like cool, damp places. And I would think that the darkness retreat spot would kind of fit that.
He didn't sound like it bothered him. He just said, like, you know.
Builds character.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just done with them. I'm done with the bed bugs. I'd rather get back in my bed. It was a good experience.
That's why Mike Tomlin thinks it's going to be one of the best defenses of all time, Doran, because they had to deal with the adversity of the bed bugs. I don't think I'd be able to sleep at night if I had an inkling there were bed bugs.
No.
Yeah, a bit overnight?
Right.
Hell no.
No way. Think about being a multimillionaire and dealing with bed bugs in a dorm room.
Well, listeners probably love that because they've absolutely murdered Cam Hayward for having the audacity to ask for a little bit more money.
That's right.
So these millionaires, they deserve to get bit by the bedbugs. If I were St. Vincent and this were true, I'd be pissed that Rodgers brought up the bedbugs.
Well, I mean, it gives you the opportunity to go in there and bomb the place. Not like bomb it, but, you know, like bug bomb it.
Yeah, like Breaking Bad. You put up the barriers and you take care of business.
Well, not like, well.
Except without the cooking of meth.
Correct.
In the St. Vincent dorms. David in Crafton next up. Hi, David.
Hey, Adam. Hey, I just want to say about the, you said about improving in the roster. I think the Steelers need to improve in playing against bad teams. They always lose against bad teams. It's so frustrating. I mean, I don't know why. Every year.
I'm with you. The way I viewed it, though, David, is like when they've lost these bad teams, I've generally put that on the offense. Like the defense, I feel like, does a great job against middle-tier offenses, lower-tier offenses. And then when the defense has to play the big dogs like Philadelphia last year, Baltimore the second time, Baltimore the third time, Kansas City when they had really scuffled by their standards offensively, that to me is, if you want to be a great defense, and thank you for the call, David, you got to play great defense against great offenses, against great quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, my power went out. Can I come hang out with you guys? No, but I hope you figure that out.
Yep.
I saw that you can burn crayon. Don't try this.
Burn crayons?
I want to put a disclaimer on this. I saw that in a pinch. If you need candles, you don't have candles, you can burn crayons. Nobody try it.
Where'd you see this at? There's this AI.
I saw it on the gram.
Well, they're flammable, but that doesn't mean they make good candles because you don't have a wick on them.
I think they are the wick. They're absolutely the wick.
Or whatever that string is that you light.
That would be the wick, but I think that's what it is.
I thought they were wax.
Yeah, they are wax.
They are wax, yeah. I saw you could burn crayons. I'm not telling people to do it.
I don't know about this.
You know what? Don't try it at home. I will try it for you, and I will report back tomorrow.
Hmm.
I'll light up a crayon today.
Okay.
A little periwinkle.
Periwinkle.
You know what might be nice? Honestly, I bet you, dude, if you get the scented crayons and you burn them suckers like a candle, it's terrific.
Nope. Different types of scents, different types of science there. Yeah.
Oh, what do you know about science?
Well, it's true. I am wrong at least 45% of the time when I say things that we randomly talk about.
Yeah, it's a little higher than that, but go ahead. A little higher than 45%.
I was at about a 45% hit rate getting names right the other day.
Yeah, that was tough.
That was as bad as I've been. Then we bring Caboli on, and he only exacerbated the problem.
Yep.
So I want to go back. I want to rewind. Don't burn crayons. I will do it for you, and then I'll report back tomorrow. A little burnt orange, literally. Aha. Texter, what are you doing?
Yeah, I thought you were going to a commercial. I was tired of your bad joke. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
Texter, I've never had a text read on the show. What does it take for my text to be read?
There you go.
All right, coming up next, your calls on the defense. Omar Khan talking about wide receiver two. We'll see if we buy what he's selling. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Texter. How to use a crayon as a candle in a survival or emergency situation. A crayon can be used as a temporary light source when other options are unavailable. To create a crayon candle, melt the tip of the crayon with a lighter or flame until the paper wrapper ignites, acting as a wick. Place the crayon on a fire-safe surface and allow it to burn, providing light for approximately 15 to 30 minutes, depending on the crayon size and type.
What is a fire-safe surface, though, in your house? Not the carpet, not a table.
Maybe a cast iron pan.
Oh, Doran. Bang, what you got? What you got now? What you got now back there?
I was just asking.
You telling me this can't happen?
I feel like you would
Because of science.
No, I feel like you'd put it on a table. You'd be the first one to just like light it on a table or like in a bowl or something, like a plastic container, and then you'd start a fire in your house. Like you'd be the one to do that, I'm just saying. So I just want to clarify, fire safe surface, okay.
I'm going to burn a crayon today.
In a pan.
I'm going to take it out back far enough away from the house, the domicile, and I'm going to burn a crayon and see what it's like.
Huh.
I'm going to get one of them
I can get one of them. I'm gonna get one of them
scented crayons.
Okay.
Yeah, see if it makes your house smell like blueberries or grape.
That probably is toxic.
Probably.
Because you think about it from a candle standpoint. I mean, those are made to burn,
mm-hmm.
whereas crayons are made to color with. And so I wonder if the scent, if burned, is toxic. But I would have no way to know unless I inhale the smoke,
right.
And so I will effort to do that today.
Okay. You think that pan gets ruined, too, by the burned crayon? Like, you can't really cook with it again, can
Man,
you?
A melted crayon in the pan might not be
good. That wouldn't be good, no.
But in a survival situation, you're not so worried about the cast iron skillet.
Does, instead of buying a lantern at a store,
burn a crayon.
I still haven't seen the fall candles come out yet. I did see a Halloween pop-up store.
Did you?
By South Hills Village Mall.
You ever been in one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you're like scared of the scary things in there.
No, it's not like I turn a corner down aisle 5 and see a mask and go, oh!
Well, you know, they got those things that jump out at you, too. You ever see those videos of those kids? They're like pressing the button, then it's like, ah!
That's why you got to keep your hands to yourself. You can't, it's like you're on a roller coaster. You can't be poking those things.
Yeah.
The one place it was great to touch stuff, though, was Spencer's Gifts. They had all kind of goodies.
They had all kinds of weird stuff in there. I love that store.
Mm-hmm.
I got all my posters from there. My Scarface poster. I got it from there. Spencer's.
That's not... We don't do that the way we used to, do we? Do kids still put up posters all over their rooms?
I don't know. More fatheads.
See, I had a fathead.
Of what?
David Ortiz.
Oh, Ortiz.
Mm-hmm. I was a big Poppy fan back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a poster of all the Major League Baseball teams on my wall still in my room.
So that probably was from the 90s.
No.
I think you're too old to have that. You should probably take that down.
I still have my name's painted on my room, too. It's Nicholas with a bunch of sports stuff around it.
So wait, you still have this same room from whenever
out,
you like,
I'm moving
grew
out
up.
Next. I'm
wait,
moving
no, no. Moving You've out never month. Changed the walls of your room since 2003.
2008. When I was painted, I was in third grade, I remember. Yeah.
Man. Do you have the same bed?
Yep. Same mattress. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm happy you're moving out.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like a fresh start's going to give me some sort of extra jolt of energy.
Texter, I have no power. I will smoke candles for light. Thank you. Don't do that. I have to try it out first.
Smoke candles for light? Crayons. Does it say candles?
They did write candles, yeah. Okay. I think they meant crayons, clearly, but good catch by you. Texter, kids eat crayons all the time. They're not toxic. They might not be toxic to ingest.
But inhale?
But inhale might be different. You just don't know.
I don't know. I think that doesn't that the same thing?
No.
Inhale is to breathe in the air.
Correct.
Ingest would be to eat.
I know what those words mean.
I know what they mean. Saying like it's all going to the same place.
All right. Basically. Omar Khan did comment on his wide receiver room, which we will get to. Also, the latest on Cam Hayward, according to the NFL's biggest insider. That's all on the way. Ray Fittipaldo at 8. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.